This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal to the metal controversy show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
I love the way that voiceover guy who starts my show says, "It's time for That is the strangest thing I've ever heard. Sounds like Tonya Harding took the pipe to his balls the way he did with she did with Nancy Kerrigan. That is a wild note he puts out there for lots of things to talk about in the news. I talked last hour about this crazy idea that they've canceled the Regents exam in New York State, in the entire state, because there was a shooting in Buffalo a couple weeks ago. We all know it's a terrible shooting. Nobody likes these shootings. There was a shooting in Texas today. 14 children were killed. That's horrible. But you don't cancel the Regents exam in the entire state over that. A week or two later, maybe you'd postpone it for that city, and you'd tell them all they could take the exam, you know, 2 weeks from now. But you wouldn't cancel it. I think they're saying they're canceling it for the year. There's only one Regents exam, so they must be canceling it for the year. And you say, well, why are they canceling it? Not even because they say every student is in mourning. First of all, nobody's in mourning. Every student in the state of New York is not in mourning. It's ridiculous. What happened was horrible. But you got to go on with your life. The way you beat terrorism and mentally ill, mass murderers and terrible mass murder attacks, the way you beat that is you go on with your life. You don't stop it and let them interrupt your life and cancel entire exams for a state, because that's how killers get their way and encourages more killers the next time to do it again. I mean, this is just crazy. But it wasn't even that they thought students were, like, depressed. You know what it was? I read the letter on the air last hour, and it turned out that they felt certain questions on the Regents exam might offend black people because black people were killed in that supermarket in Buffalo. And somehow that means you can't offend black people with questions in a Regents exam. What questions could possibly be on the Regents exam that would offend black people? That could be the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Never have I taken an exam and thought, ooh, it's going to offend me, I'm a Jew. Ooh, I'm a white American, it's going to offend me, this exam. These are just the stupidest things I've ever heard, and the American public is so sick of this, and they're going to absolutely rise up and throw all of you out of office. All Democrats should be thrown out of office, because they're just horrible people, they're evil people, they're mentally ill people. There's something wrong with them, they're disturbed. Nobody's happy about any mass killing, white, black, or otherwise. Nobody roots for it. Nobody wants it. Nobody celebrates it. And no one is, like, after the fact, oh, good, people are dead in Buffalo. Oh, good, children are dead in Texas. Is there anybody who says that? These are horrible things that are happening from crazy, mentally ill people. It's not the gun's fault. It's certainly not the entire race of white people, because one crazy white guy in Buffalo shot up a supermarket. It's certainly not all Hispanics, because the guy today in Texas was absolutely an Hispanic. Absolutely. So does that mean that all Latinos are bad? You can't blame a race of people for a shooting. But Democrats, after the Buffalo shooting, blame the entire white race and every white Republican. But worse than that, you're going to cancel an exam for the state? Crazy. Crazy. All right. Some more articles of interest. Maybe the same teachers and teachers' unions and PTAs and the Board of Education of New York, maybe all of them should be more concerned with this data from the United Kingdom. Triple vaccinated children are 303 times more likely to die of COVID than unvaccinated children. Oops! You're demanding every kid gets a vaccine or they can't go to school in some cases and in some states, in some countries. You're also demanding liberals around this country would like to pass laws that say the children could be vaccinated without their parents' approval or knowledge. And you're not even caring that the numbers are pouring in. They're the most horrific numbers that prove that children are being murdered by the vaccine. They're dying from the vaccine. Alarming data from the UK Office for National Statistics shows that children are up to 303 times more likely to die after getting the COVID vaccine compared to children who are unvaccinated. The data was released on May 16th from the ONS, Office for National Statistics of England. It was discovered the data set contains details on deaths by vaccination status in England between January 1st, 2021 and March 31st, 2022. And according to data, the ONS did not include children in the mortality rates, even though children as young as 5 are already eligible for the coronavirus vaccine. Instead, they put young adults as a group ranging from age 18 to 39. Based on the ONS data, double vaccinated children aged 10 to 14 statistically up to 39 times more likely to die compared to unvaccinated children. Double vaccinated teenagers aged 15 to 19 were statistically at least 4 times more likely to die compared to unvaccinated teenagers. And the triple vaccinated data spells even more danger to the vaccinated children. As I read you already, it's a 300 times more likely to die. Receiving 2 doses of the vaccine increased the risk of all-cause death for teenagers aged 15 to 19 by an average of 300%. 3 doses increase their risk of all-cause death by an average of 100%. The unvaccinated mortality rate among 10 to 14-year-olds includes kids aged 10 and 11 who were only offered the COVID vaccine beginning last month. Children were never in danger of suffering significant and serious complications due to coronavirus infections. So for an illness that is like... has been around since the beginning of time. A common cold, a flu, a minor flu, with zero chance of any kid ever dying. You're not killing kids with the vaccines. I mean, that's just truly unbelievable. So maybe, you know, that letter I read, here it is, it's from the State Education Department in New York and the Commissioner of Education in Albany. Maybe, just maybe, you should be more concerned with the COVID vaccine that you're forcing people to take and pushing people to take that's killing your children. Maybe, just maybe. Biden administration appoints a radical activist who wants to abolish ICE as an immigration judge. According to news release, Attorney General Merrick Garland, by the way, this Merrick Garland is turning out to be the most unbalanced, vicious, communist, left, radical, left field in the history of the United States of America as Attorney General. I mean, he's just nuts. He wants to put parents in jail, PTA meaning parents in jail. He's crazed. And now he's appointed Judge Lerner following a thorough application process. Judge Lerner. And Judge Lerner is a radical activist who wants to abolish ICE. Well, no surprise, because Merrick Garland is just a bad attorney general. Evil, evil, evil. Extreme left. Experts warn of U.S. grid failure in hot summer months. Is it time to prepare? Experts are warning grid failure could come to Texas, the Midwest, and the western U.S. this summer. An unprecedented report, the organization that assesses electrical reliability in the U.S., says there is a high risk of electricity shortages. This is MISO. The Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, which sets regulatory standards for U.S. grid operators, and they say there's a high risk of energy reserves falling short of our energy needs. So Texas and the western U.S. are at elevated risk of seeing grid shortages if the power needs peak beyond normal volumes. We did this to ourselves with green energy. How stupid are we? The global economy faces the biggest test since World War II amid a confluence of calamities. Who says that? The IMF chief, the International Monetary Fund chief. Global economy faces the biggest test since World War II. No surprise to me. Between lockdowns, masks, and COVID vaccines, and open borders, and inflation, you've completely destroyed the United States and the world. Crazy. I always read you nice letters, right? I get all kinds of, I mean, my fan mail is like 99.999999% people who just not only love what I say, they love it so much they're madly in love with it. But here's a guy that isn't in love. Hi, Wayne. Steve. Hi, Wayne. I'm glad you're against abortion. Keep speaking out against it. However, you are sadly misinformed regarding the baby in the womb, and I want to enlighten you from a physical science perspective on life in the womb and abortion. Okay. So, he's saying that he's showing me articles that a baby's heart begins to beat as early as 16 days. I get that. Steve, here's what you have to understand. Governor DeSantis, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, is the greatest governor in the history of America. He's fabulous. And one of the things that make him fabulous is he passed that law that you can't teach kindergarten through third graders about transgender, you know, brainwashing and transgender education, which I think is brainwashing and indoctrination. But you notice he didn't say kindergarten through 6th grade or kindergarten through 12th grade. I would have gone further. I would have definitely made a kindergarten through 6th grade. Personally, I don't think anyone should teach transgender through 12th grade. It's none of their business. Teachers shouldn't be teaching that. It's up to parents. But it's okay. He still did a great job passing the law kindergarten through 3rd grade. All I'm saying about abortion is you take what you can get. And if I could get abortion seriously, strictly regulated, and no one could get an abortion beyond 3 months, 12 weeks, we've done a great job. That's all I'm saying. Would I like it to be further? Sure. The one I know we can get is the one two-thirds of Americans all agree on. No woman should get an abortion beyond 12 weeks. It should be strictly controlled, regulated.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to mypillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. mypillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water project? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades. decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wayne Alaroo, welcome back to the show. Hour number two is upon us, and Kyle LaBrue for Congress is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Kyle is my kind of guy. You know, he's an America First candidate. He's an entrepreneur. He's a strong, unapologetic conservative Republican. He's running in Missouri's 4th CD district, in other words, for Congress in CD 4 in Missouri, and he's bought a national ad campaign on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. He says we don't just need Republicans in Congress, we need good Republicans in Congress, warriors, fighters, not just any Republicans. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. He's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows that he represents you. I love this guy. I think he's great. He's a breath of fresh air. How do you reach him? Support Kyle LaBrue. I don't care where you live in the country, even if you're nowhere near, if you're thousands of miles from CD4 in Missouri. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer. Kyle LaBrue, L-A-B-R-U-E. Kyle LaBrue, L-A-B-R-U-E, to volunteer. Or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Give the guy a few bucks. Tell him it's in honor of Wayne Root, because I said how much I love the guy. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress, KyleLaBrue.com. Okay, so just to show you that the ideas win when they allow them to be on the, you know, openly on stage against each other, the ideas of conservatives win. First of all, Nevada's exploding. Second of all, Texas exploding. Tennessee's exploding. North Carolina's exploding. South Carolina's exploding. These are the places where everybody's moving. Arizona's exploding. They're all leaving California. They're all leaving New York and blue states like them. But nothing is bigger at this point than Florida. Nothing. And the New York Post has a story today, startling Florida exodus accelerating. In other words, people leaving New York for Florida is accelerating despite New York with a full reopening after all the COVID restrictions. Now it's fully reopened, but by the way, it's not fully reopened because they're going back to masks indoors. And the picture they're showing is a young couple moving and they're both wearing masks, and the moving man's wearing masks outdoors, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my entire life. So this is why people are moving. I have people send me notes all the time that go, Wayne, I'm not an American anymore. I don't live in the United States. I live in Florida. People say that all the time. Florida has become its own country, and it's completely open. Forget about now. In like summer of 2020, when the whole nation was like mostly shut down, and the ones that were open still didn't allow restaurants to open or bars to open, and the ones who had bars open had all masked up. In Florida, my buddy has a restaurant, two restaurants in Florida. They were jammed. I mean, if his occupancy was 500, there were 800 people in the restaurant. Jammed at the bar, jammed in the restaurant, jammed near the nightclub. And nobody had a mask on. No one was wearing a mask. This is in summer of 2020. And nobody was sick. And his waiters didn't get sick. Nobody got sick. This is the biggest bunch of bull that I've ever seen in my life. Florida was like its own country, and they defied all the orders of the WHO, and they defied all the orders of the CDC, and they didn't make anybody get vaccines, they didn't make anybody wear masks, and they didn't lock down anybody. And Florida was fantastic and did the best of any big state. And now that they think or claim New York is reopening, it's really not. I mean, it's open, but you got to wear masks everywhere. And soon, I guarantee you, they're going to go back to vaccine passports. So people are running away. So even though the strictest restrictions imposed during COVID are gone in New York, the migration from New York to Florida has accelerated, according to the new data. 21,546 New Yorkers moved to Florida during the first 4 months of this year, a 12% increase in the same period last year. The 2022 totals are 55% higher than the first 4 months of the last pre-pandemic year of 2019. So in other words, people are moving from New York to Florida at a rate 55% higher than before the pandemic. And same kind of numbers in New Jersey. You know, in New Jersey, dramatic amount of New Jerseyans moving. Let's see. I'm trying to see the number. Migration from New Jersey to Florida has increased this year by 9%. Connecticut, up by 4% for the first 4 months of 2021. People are leaving blue states, and I guarantee you they're leaving because they don't want to wear masks, they don't want to be vaccinated. If they were vaccinated, they only got the first one from Johnson & Johnson or two from Pfizer, and they will never take the booster, and they never want to take a chance of being locked down ever again because it destroyed the economy and it made so many people poor in these places. And by the way, the vaccines are just so great. I read just in the opening segment, kids who are vaccinated are 300 times more likely to die than the unvaccinated. Don't you just want to run up and give your kid a vaccine? Do you love your kid? Then it's probably not a good idea.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
14 children and one teacher were killed in a mass shooting at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott announces the suspected murderer, 18-year-old Salvador Romas, a resident of the town, has been killed.
Mr. Romas, the shooter, he himself is deceased, and is believed that responding officers killed him.
A 66-year-old and a 10-year-old have been listed in critical condition in San Antonio's University Hospital. President Biden is ordering flags be lowered to half-staff in honor of the victims of the mass shooting at the school. Biden also set to address the nation tonight just after 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Fire Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and obviously, with interest rates rising, it's more important than ever to have a friend in the mortgage business. You want to buy a house, you want to sell your house, you need a friend in the mortgage business. My friends Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for about 20 years. They're involved in purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or just evaluating your current situation and giving you great professional advice about what to do next. Call Mike and Brian. Now they're your friends when you tell them you are a Wayne Root fan. Fellowship Home Loans, fellowshiphomeloans.com, or call them at 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. 800-804-SAVE. Now you've got two friends in the mortgage business, Mike and Brian. All right, our next guest is a candidate for Governor of Nevada, Republican Tom Heck. Served 23 years in the Air Force, was a contingency war planner. His website is electheck.com. Tom Heck, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm good, Wayne. I'm so glad to be here with you.
All right. So, look, I think you are a great example of, by the way, Tom Heck, a great guy and great ideas, and I've heard you on this show with some really good ideas for education, for election integrity, for crime, for inflation, but it's tough to run for office when you don't have the big headlines, you don't have the casinos behind you, you don't have the casinos' money. Has it been a real eye-opener for you?
Well, Wayne, the eye-opener has been how corrupt the Republican Party is and how they don't give candidates a fair shake and how they let the political elite aside. But the real issue, Wayne, is, you know, it's not about what they're doing. It's about, you know, the military. I certainly want to thank all the vets out there for their service, and I'm asking them to take on one more mission. They've been called to service, to serve the country many times. They've fulfilled their obligation, and I'm asking that they do it one more time so they can take their country back one state at a time. And I will tell the military out there, Wayne, that with their vote, I will win. There's no doubt. With the military veteran vote, I will win. And I'm the only one qualified to lead, and I'm asking the military to stand tall. And
well, Tom, you're not the only person in the race who's got a military background. So, I mean, you're asking to vote for you because you've got a military background, but there are other people in the race who served in the military. So it isn't as easy as just every single one of them is going to vote for you. I get it. If every one of them in the entire state of Nevada voted for you, you could win the race, but it's not quite that simple, right? You got to get out there. You got to get on TV. You got to be in debates, and you've had a lot of trouble because they won't let you get in the debates, right? You're not even allowed to be on the stage, correct?
Yeah, that's pretty corrupt, isn't it, Wayne? The debate from the Clark County, Jesse Law, and the Keystone, and now Channel 8. But we're bypassing all that, Wayne. I hope you got that from our last discussion, is that we're going direct to the people. We're doing Monday night town halls. We're talking directly to them. You're going to see a flood of stuff this week, next week, and the next week on TV, on radio. We're flooding the airways. Everybody else is kind of backing away. It appears to us they're not even spending money. They think they've got it in the bag. You know, I had someone call me the other day. It appeared to me they were scared because they wanted me to drop out. And we kind of said, well, you don't even have any polling. Yeah, we polled. So they spent an hour trying to convince us to drop out, Wayne, an hour. Why would you spend an hour with someone that was irrelevant? I think they're worried because I think we're pulling under the radar. So, Wayne, I'll invite you to the inauguration. How's that sound?
Yeah, I think a more realistic discussion, Tom, is if, in fact, you don't have the kind of money that the big guys have and you don't have the casinos endorsing you, it's a very corrupt system. We all agree on that. But on the other hand, you have some great ideas. So let's flesh those ideas out. And if by chance you're not the one at the inauguration, Tom, I'm not trying to break your heart here, but if you're not the one who wins and you're not the one at the inauguration, how could you help the Republican nominee be in his administration, maybe in the education field, maybe in the crime field, maybe in the inflation field? Maybe there's a role for you. Even if you don't win, you made your point. So let's get some great ideas out there and let's talk about them. First of all, for all the people who think you have no chance to win, convince them right now why you should win. Let's hear what your answer is to that.
Well, Wayne, I mean, you watched it. You watched, I think you even talked about that new stadium we had. the career politicians got together and they built that stadium in 2 years. Isn't that about right?
Yeah.
All right. So they built that stadium in 2 years, and so they were motivated to do that. So for 40-some years, Wayne, they haven't fixed the education system, but they spent 40% more money. They spend the same amount as Florida, and Florida's number three. You know, this is the inability to fix a bureaucracy. I've run bureaucracies in the military. I've run bureaucracies for cities and counties. And it's about the unique qualification of my broad breadth of experience.
So as an example, you and I agree that education is horrible in this state, and the more money you throw at it, the worse it gets. They're wasting money. The politicians are owned by the teachers' unions. But what would a Tom Heck do tomorrow if you were the governor of the state in a position to do something? What would you do to improve education?
Well, it's all about accountability. And the accountability, Wayne, it's very simple. That's why I've been so successful. That's why I got promoted in the Air Force. That's why I did so well in the different jobs in civilian, in counties and cities. It's very simple. You get the education department in Nevada to stop abdicating their responsibility. They send money out and they leave it. Wayne, I know you send your kids to the store to buy groceries. You have them, give them a list and some money, and then you come back and then you check what they got on the list, what they spent, and the change. We don't do that in Nevada. When I'm governor, we're going to partner with the various school districts, and we're going to come up with what their spending needs are. But it's only going to be based on the particular goal and objective it's tied to. And if they can't come up with a goal and objective that it's tied to, then we're going to give them the money, and then they're going to have to come up with successful outcomes to get us out as 50th in the nation. And they need to talk about child learning, and nobody's talking about child learning in these districts. You know, I filled out a survey for NSCA, and there was not one question about child learning. And at the end of the year, with these school districts, Wayne, we're going to sit down with them and ask them how they spend their money. And if they didn't spend the money how they said they were going to spend the money, and they didn't achieve their objectives, we're going to cut the funds. Period, the following year.
All right, let's talk about inflation. First of all, inflation is a national issue. I'm not sure a governor could do anything about inflation, but do you have any creative ideas for inflation that's killing middle-class families in Las Vegas and the state of Nevada?
Well, absolutely, Wayne. And I would tell you, if you listen to some of the candidates, they're copying a lot of what I said, so I appreciate that they think that as strongly about it as I do. But as governor, I'm going to suspend the gas tax. We're going to suspend the gas tax until such time as we figure it out. Because right now, we've got people that can't afford to drive to work. And that's basically criminal. People can't take care of themselves. And our gas prices, they're set in everything we do. All the food you buy has to be shipped and transported, either with diesel or gas. Passengers have to come in on airplanes. So we're just going to suspend the gas tax until such time as we can feel like we're comfortable. But I would tell you that I think this inflation is going to be around for 10 or 20 years. But there's like $10 trillion out there, Wayne, and no one can comprehend how much that really is.
Yeah, no, listen, that's one where it has nothing to do with you or Lombardo or anybody else. All that matters is the President of the United States and the Congress are the ones that have to deal with inflation. I don't think a governor can do a heck of a lot. Certainly you could get rid of the gas tax for the moment, temporarily suspend it, but there's not a heck of a lot on a state-by-state basis any of us can do. This is Biden's problem. Biden's the one that caused this, and he's the one that, in my opinion, intentionally is bringing down the middle class with massive grocery and gas prices.
Well, Wayne, you heard him yesterday. He said they're raising the gas prices basically so that the alternative energy sources will be more cost effective.
It's an intentional.
If you asked me 2 years ago, Wayne, I'd have told you that's exactly what he would do.
Right.
I mean, that's exactly what they wanted to do because as an engineer, I told people wind and solar are not cost effective. Wind and solar in 10 years are going to be monuments to our stupidity. We need nuclear power. You know, the Navy has done package units under submarines since 1950 without incident.
Well,
and then there's hydrogen.
I agree.
Now investigation into hydrogen.
Tom, you got me on that one. I agree 100%. I mean, there's no question that green energy is a total failure. Everywhere in the world it's been tried. It, number one, it never works. Look at the Texas energy grid. And number two, the cost rises so much that an average middle-class family can never afford a replacement for cheap fossil fuels. Nothing replaces cheap fossil fuels. Let's quickly talk about crime. Tell us why.
150 years of oil and about 500 years of gas.
Right. Makes no sense at all why we're not using it. Talk about crime real quick, Tom. These interviews go fast. Got about a minute to go. Crime. You say the Sheriff Lombardo is not the right guy to be elected governor.
Well, that's status quo Joe. I mean, I watch him in the debates. Every time you talk to him, either he takes one position one day, another position another day, or he talks the middle of the road. He was asked about taxes, and he said, oh, well, we'll have to look at that. We probably need to keep most of that. And he was asked about regulation. Well, yeah, we probably got a good reason for those. He doesn't have the intestinal fortitude to take on those issues. And the bottom line is, he can't keep people from getting shot in Las Vegas. You're twice as likely to get shot in Las Vegas than you are in New York City and Los Angeles. And if he can't handle that job after 8 years, how do you expect him to do anything for the people as governor? I'm the only one that has the intestinal fortitude to go over there and revolutionize government and politics in Nevada, and that's what I'll do.
All right, hey, Tom, we're on the way out. Tom Heck, Republican candidate for governor of Nevada, served 23 years in the Air Force, contingency war planner. His website, electheck.com. Win or lose, he's got a lot of ideas, and I think he could be very helpful as we move into the future in Nevada. No matter who, no matter which Republican wins this, not only primary, but this election, you can look to bright guys like Tom Heck. A lot better ideas than you'll ever get from a Steve Sisolak. Thank you, Tom. God bless. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video, then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Explain to people why I occasionally do an interview like that last one. Because everyone deserves the ability, a platform, to get their message out. Even if you think they have zero chance to win, even if they are polling at zero in the polls, Tom Heck's a good guy, and he deserves the right to get his message out, and I gave him a good segment to get his message out. No one could ever say that I'm like the Democrats or the Rhino Republicans, where they all try and shut people down and don't allow them to speak, or I'm not Facebook and I'm not Twitter. If I don't like your message, I don't let you speak. Well, I do let you speak, and I like his message, but we all know he has zero chance to win. And I get annoyed when candidates who have zero chance to win that are polling like 1% want to tell me they're, you know, oh, I will win the whole thing. I'll get every military vote and I'll win the thing. That's delusional. That's not going to happen. But he's a nice man and he's got good ideas. And his ideas are sure a lot better than the governor now, Sisolak. I would take him in a second over the governor now. So he deserved a right to have a platform to get his views out, and everybody can decide whether they want to vote for him or not vote for him. Everyone has that right. I'm different than all these people who want to shut people down and not allow them to speak. And if when you speak, you're not a good speaker, and you literally do not turn people on and get anyone excited, then you've had your platform, you've had your chance, and now you understand why you lose. That's just the way it is. But you might very well make a very good person to be behind the scenes in someone else's administration. That's what may be a role. And unfortunately, people let their egos get in the way of things. You should be in someone's administration behind the scenes. People understand that politics is show business. If you're not a great communicator, if you don't look like a great governor, if you don't dress like a great governor, if you don't act like a great governor, if people don't believe you're the guy who should be the leader because of the way you look or the way you sound, you might make a fantastic head of education, head of this division, head of this department, head of this agency. Not everybody can be the politician who is the showman and the entertainer. And so, you know, everybody gets a chance on my show, but not everybody passes with flying colors. A little bit of housekeeping. WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. RootForAmerica.com is my website. RootForAmerica.com. You can, how do you find my show? At RootForAmerica.com, right at the top. Click, you're on the radio show. How about USARadio.com? Click, listen live now, you're on the radio show. How about Odyssey on your phone? You can get Odyssey at the App Store or Google Play. On almost any cell phone in the world, you can listen to Odyssey, and they've got the Wayne Allyn Root Show. If you want to see my opinions all day on the biggest issues, go to Getter, G-E-T-T-R. I've got about 34,000 fans at Getter right now. And you just go to @WayneRoot at Getter, G-E-T-T-R.com, or the Getter app. And, of course, there's the War Raw Daily Podcast available anywhere you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. Liberty Projects is the sponsor of this segment of the show. All you need to know is their website, vetsandhorses.com. It's a wonderful website. They're helping out veterans. They're helping out horses, wild Mustangs. They're rescuing and training wild Mustangs. And they've got multiple military veteran programs. And it all goes together. Two things I love in life, veterans and animals. And they're turning veterans away who need help. And we just can't let that happen. And they've got an annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. June 10th coming up, Friday, June 10th, their annual golf tournament, the Liberty Projects. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and wild horses. Vetsandhorses.com. Just to give you some idea of how bad the economy is, first New York, then Philly, and now the Richmond Fed put out their numbers, and U.S. manufacturing hits the skids in May. I told you this in multiple articles in March and April, that manufacturing was heading into a recession, and it was going to lead the entire nation into a recession, and sure enough, it's happening. I've also argued it's not a recession. It will be a very, very deep recession, which will make it a Great Depression. More news that is just shocking. Disney has a gay pride collection of clothing. And you want to hear something funny? This is what hypocrites these people are. Disney has a gay pride collection of clothing, and it's made in China. China drops gay people off buildings. China rapes gay people. China murders gay people. China doesn't like gay people. If they find out you're gay, I promise you they will take you to a concentration camp. They will torture you, and they will then kill you. Disney makes their cheap clothing for gay people in China and gives their money to China. Isn't that interesting? What hypocrites all these people are? And the guy that I love is Governor DeSantis. He says, no way will Florida support the WHO Global Pandemic Treaty. He says, no way. The paper would set the standards for all signatories to have the ability to detect, assess, report, and respond to public health events, which means the WHO is in charge of the United States if they decide there's a health crisis or a climate change crisis. And Ron DeSantis has been publicly leading the charge against it, stating in a press conference there's no way his state will support that treaty. We in Florida will never support the WHO. That's not going to happen. No way. You saw a lot of these elites advocate very pernicious policies. And he meant, of course, masking, closing schools, lockdowns, and vaccine mandates. And he says part of the reason why people want to move to Florida is because we rejected those policies, including locking kids out of school. So great job, as usual, by DeSantis. He is the model for how you treat the WHO and the CDC and Dr. Fauci and all the commie globalist losers out there. Tell them to go to hell and stick it where the sun don't shine. We need a DeSantis here in Nevada.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com.
look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.